John 8, verses 12 through 20. How should we listen to these words?
Very carefully.
Why should we listen to these words very carefully?
Because they're God's.
Knowing then that these are the words of God, let us read John 8, verses 12 through 20. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, You bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Okay, so the Lord had given the people manna in the wilderness. And they said, oh, we want manna so much, like our forefathers did when they were in the wilderness. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And back in the Exodus generation, the Lord had given the people, who were very thirsty, water from the rock. And Jesus now comes in Gospel of John. He says, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And then another big thing that had happened in the wilderness was that the wilderness is very dark and can be very scary at night. But it was not dark. Who gave them light in the wilderness? Ezekiel?
Jesus
did. And what kind of light had he given them, Victoria? There's a cloud, a glory cloud by day, and what did they have at night? You know, John? Beatrice?
Fire.
A pillar of fire at night. Okay? So, and who was the pillar of fire? Whom did they know to be the pillar of fire? This is another level as far as what Jesus claims, right? Victoria, whom did they know to be in the pillar of fire, to be represented by the pillar of fire when they were in the wilderness? Do you remember when God appeared to Moses in fire? He was up on a mountain, and what happened when God appeared to Moses as well? Okay, what kind of fire? The burning bush, that's right. And so, who was the fire then, or whom did they identify as the fire, the pillar of fire in the wilderness, John?
God.
God himself was the fire. So, they had not recognized God as the bread. They had not recognized God as the water or the rock from which the water came. Jesus is identifying those things as looking forward to him as being about him. That he is all our strength and energy and enjoyment, and he is all of our life. But now, what is Jesus identifying himself as? Carissa?
God
himself, the light. And there's a little bit of a difference here, because the pillar of fire had just lit up the section of the wilderness where the Israelites were, right? The Lord making a distinction between the Israelites and the rest of the world. But of whom does Jesus say he is the light in this passage, Emmett? Verse 12.
Of the world?
Of the world. Okay? So Jesus is saying, not only am I the light, but I am the light of the world. I'm going to be light for all people from all the peoples. What do you think the difference is there? Well, maybe that's not a very good question. Okay, so there's a big difference. And this is actually something that if you pay attention in the Gospels, and even if you pay attention in Acts, when, for instance, Paul is preaching to Jews, whenever the Jews hear that the Gentiles are going to become part of the covenant people, and that they won't have to become Jews to become part of the covenant people, that they can be saved by Jesus without becoming ethnically a Jew, that enrages them. So there's a number of things here that are going to really bother the Jews, and in particular, who is bothered by this announcement that Jesus makes, Cassidy? The Pharisees are bothered. And they say, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. But Jesus says, who else is bearing witness with him, Ezekiel? Ezekiel? Victoria, who else is bearing witness with Jesus? The Father. God is bearing witness with him, the Father. So Jesus says that the Father is bearing witness that Jesus is the light of the world. That is unbelievable. Not that the Father is light, that the Father bears witness that he is the light of the world. And that's because the Father is enabling Jesus to do things that only God become man, the Messiah, could do. And so God is testifying. And of course, they weren't listening to the Father. They weren't listening to the signs. And there are a lot of people here who want signs to be done by believers, just ordinary believers who are not Jesus, who are not being demonstrated as apostles of Jesus. But the book of Hebrews makes it clear that the things that Jesus was doing and the things that the apostles were doing were testimony from God, from heaven. Okay, so that's how those things are to be received. They're not to be received as things that we would do. We get to do the greater things. Jesus said greater things than these. What does he mean? He means the bringing in of the nations, the bringing in of the world, the bringing in of all of those other people to him that would be able to see his light. But of course, the Pharisees couldn't see his light because they did not know the Father. He says to them, because they would say, where is your Father? What do they want to do? They want to say, oh, well, we'll ask him if you're really who you say you are. No, they're like, we want to interrogate him, maybe persecute him. But Jesus' answer is, you know neither me nor my Father. You know, Jesus is the only one who knows God in and of himself because he is God. We come to know God by God's revealing himself to us. As Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with man, he was actually coming to know himself. And he, according to his human nature, as a baby, as a boy, as a man, was coming to know himself according to his divine nature. Okay, so Jesus has an inherent, you know, when he is coming to know God, he is coming to know that who, according to his divine nature, he has known from all eternity. How can we know God? Okay, well, prayer, the word, the sacraments, only the means of grace, but that gets at the point, only by his grace. Only by his giving us to know him. Only by his revealing us. You can't research God. You could try. But you're coming at it with the wrong attitude if you are. We can come to know God only in the manner in which he has made himself known to us. And there are things you can learn about God from his creation, right? But we, by our sin, push down on that knowledge. We need the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And we need to know Jesus. Very, very important. When he says, you know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Later in the book, he's going to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way to know God is through Jesus Christ. Don't ever think of God as some impersonal, all-powerful ruler that that is separate. Don't think of him in any other way than the God who has revealed himself in Jesus, who has given himself for you in Jesus, who has given himself to you in Jesus. And of course, even though they hate him and they want to kill him, they don't lay hands on him, verse 20. I'm sure they had in their minds reasons they weren't laying their hands on him. They were waiting for a more opportune time, or is it about the Bible, Ezekiel? You're asking to go potty, and I'm going to tell you that you can wait until we're done. Okay, glad we finished, cleared that up. He was out there in public, and they didn't get him. And they had lots of explanations for why they didn't get him. But why does verse 20 say they didn't get him, Beatrice?
Because it was his hour had not come yet.
His hour had not yet come. Jesus is in complete control. Very important. Lots of people tell the lie that things spun out of control on Jesus, and he kind of got himself into a corner where the only thing he could do is die as an example. Or die as a testimony. No. Jesus was in control the whole time. He went intentionally to die as a sacrifice. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you would give us the work of your Spirit, that we would not walk in darkness, but that he would bring us to Jesus to be our light, that he would be our life, that we would be able to see and know things truly because we belong to him. We pray that in him you would make us to see you, since there is no other way to come to you except through Jesus. And the great way in which we are to know you is in Jesus. We pray, Lord, for each one in our family, that throughout all these days as we come and we worship you in these times, that we would not just be learning things and how to handle passages, but that each one would come more and more to know you yourself in Jesus Christ by the means of your word, by the means of prayer. Bless us, Lord, and help us, we pray, in the rest of this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.